Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Jackson Churio batting left-handed. Smokes one out to center. Going back on it is Church. He makes the catch. And if you ever wanted to know how talented Jackson Churio is, he just hit a ball 98 miles an hour off the bat left-handed. I don't care if it's a 35-mile-an-hour pitch. That's incredible.
That was quite the scene. I don't think the Cardinals liked it too much, but Brewers Nation thought it was quite entertaining in that blowout win for the Brewers. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Cotroneo, is with us. Dom, I want to start with that. We have Woodruff news, Brandon Woodruff news. Get to that in a second. But I wanted to ask you an etiquette question. As a guy who's a real student of the game like you are, was that irritating to the Cardinals? Did that matter at all? Was it disrespectful? Was it in a blowout doesn't matter? What's your take on how that played out?
In a blowout doesn't matter. I mean, they have a position player on the mound, right? They're waving the white flag as the equivalent of a position player being on the mound. So if there's any complaint about a guy essentially giving you an out batting left-handed when he's not a left-handed hitter, you know, take a hike. I think that the Cardinals, for some reason, I don't know what the deal has been ever since Oliver Marmol took over, because I think he's a very smart manager. But for some reason, the Brewers are under his skin, and quite frankly, I enjoy that.
I do, too. I think a lot of people do. All right, let's get to the meteor conversation today. Brandon Woodruff has an MRI, and the scan apparently shows a new injury to his shoulder. Not a great development. What do we know about what is going on with his shoulder?
We know very little. He is going for a second opinion, which is really a primary opinion, if you ask me, to Dr. Keith Meister in Dallas, who performed his surgery the first time back in 2023. You know, if this is capsule related again, which is the shoulder, you know, the issue that he had surgery on to repair it, and it's not just the cyst that he had drained his last time down there, you know, that's where you hold your breath. And quite frankly, if it's labrum related, you hold your breath for even longer. So the way that this shoulder, this is why you talk to anybody in baseball, whenever you talk to a player that's had Tommy John surgery, which is their elbow, it's not a perfect track record, but there's a long track record of being able to recovery, because Tommy John surgery, you know, for lack of a better word, has come routine for a lot of pitchers and guys coming up that are making it to the big leagues having already had Tommy John surgery. But anything with the shoulder, teams will always pause because there's so much that can go wrong in a shoulder. Like the way I describe it to people who maybe aren't baseball people, if you can think of, you know, your elbow is sort of like your engine. Like, yes, it's obviously very important, but there are other ways that we can get around it on any engine issues. But your shoulder is your transmission. And if your transmission goes, you're in deep, deep danger. So I hope there's some good news on the other side for Brandon Woodruff, but it's not good that this shoulder continues to bark on him.
Yeah, and how are the shoulders doing on all of the pitchers, Dom? Because there's been so many games in a row.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the stretch that everybody was worried about when the Cardinals did schedule that doubleheader for this week. I think the Cardinals were trying to pull a fast one, and it backfired on them with the Brewers winning the first three games of this now five-game set. Today is game number 14 of 18 in a row to close out the first half. It's their longest streak of consecutive games in the season now. It doesn't help that 11 of them were on the road, of course, too. I think that with Kyle Harrison yesterday, it was a great example of this team needs an all-star break. You know, Kyle's definitely fatigued right now. He's missed only one start, and that came back in April. He's not pitched this much since he was a rookie. I think the other thing, too, for the Brewers is, you know, there's nowhere to hide when you're in this 18 in a row, right? It's not like you're just trying to lunge to the off day of the all-star breaks, right? Sal's in a long one for Yelly's been cold. He had a good game in one of the doubleheader games, but even Contreras has cooled off. Vaughn has cooled off. It's just a matter of get me to the all-star break.
All right, Dom, Logan Henderson coming off the injured list. Thank goodness for that. What should we expect from Logan Henderson?
You know, Logan's going to be on a pitch count probably somewhere in the 75 to 85 pitch range. He was dealing with back issues when he went on the injured list there at the start of May. You know, Logan, every time he comes up to the big leagues, he impresses. I've just been really, really enamored with what he's been able to do despite being, you know, all 6 foot of him, if that, with a great changeup, a competitive fastball. He's developed this cutter and this slur very well to complement it. The Brewers have echoed this over and over, just that, man, can we keep him on the field? I compared him last night on my show. He's sort of the pitching version of Garrett Mitchell, because when you see it in flashes and you see it go, man, what a dude, and then he just, another injury pops up. So you hope that this can be a prolonged stint of health for Logan Henderson heading into the All-Star break.
All right, he's Dom Catronio, the host of Brewers Extra Innings. Always great to have you with us. Thank you so much, Dom.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Julia.